Next will be Kelly Kotlik for Morningside. Kotlik is actually a transfer from the University of Nebraska, a freshman out of Bellevue. Attended Nebraska, and now he's here for Morningside. Kotlik has a batting average of 143 so far this year. Got two hits and 14 trips to the plate. Batting in the number five position here for the Mustangs here in this one. The pitch to the plate is going to be outside and down low. And A.J.'s having some problems here to get things started for the Broncos. One ball and no strikes. Oklahoma State did not score in the top half of the first inning. Nebraska now batting at Hawks Field. Bottom half of the first. No score between Nebraska and Oklahoma State today. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low and outside. And the count is at two balls and no strikes. So A.J. Clark here for Hastings College. He's been a staple at shortstop throughout most of the season, getting a start on the mound here this afternoon. And A.J.'s walked a couple of batters, and he's got runners on at first and second base now. Got to work himself out of his initial jam of the ball game here. So A.J. Clark looking in for the sign again. Two balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So now the count is at three balls, or two balls and one strike. Clark is sophomore from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and foul tapped here at the plate. Kotlik just got a little piece of that one. But the count is now at two balls and two strikes. Mostly cloudy conditions again here in Hastings. Wind blowing in from center field. Expect rain later on today. Moved up the starting time a couple of hours to make sure this doubleheader gets in here this afternoon as Morningside traveled yesterday to get here. Two balls and two strikes. The count on the number five hitter in the batting order here, Kelly Kotlik. Here comes the next pitch from Clark. Jams him inside, and the ball is going to be hit. Can't get there. Here comes a run in. Here comes the second one to the plate. Here comes the throw in, and it's mishandled by Hobbs. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Kotlik. So Kelly Kotlik with a blooper out there to a right field. Coming on was John Jacquet, the right fielder. Going out was Marquardt, the second baseman, and also John Rivera, the first baseman. It falls right in between the trio there out there on the line at right field. No problem scoring here for Brett Hoke. He comes around from second base to score. Engelman comes around from first base to score. So it's a 2-0 ball game in favor of Morningside. Kotlik drives home a couple of runs here, and he ends up at second base. So he didn't hit the ball real hard there. It was just trouble out there in right field. And it falls in there for a base hit. And two runs score. And Morningside goes out on top by a score of 2-0 over Hastings. Jason Weisong is the batter next, strolling to the plate for Morningside. No balls and one strike on Weisong. He is the right fielder. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. And the count is now at no balls and two strikes. So Kelly Kotlik gets a two-run single there to right field. He ends up at second base as the throw came in from John Takei. And Morningside has jumped on Hastings early in this second half of the doubleheader. It's 2-0. Here comes the next pitch to Weisong. It's swung on by the glove of Clark on the mound, but it's picked up by the second baseman, Marquardt. He goes over to first. That's in time, and the Broncos get out of the inning. But A.J. Clark having some problems there in the first inning, walking a couple of guys, and then a two-run single by Kelly Kotlik has got Morningside on the scoreboard. After a half an inning, it is Morningside 2, Hastings nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
The shoe clearance sale continues at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Save an additional 20% off the already low sale price on men's, women's, and kids' shoes. Ask Hogan's for the details. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. For almost 50 years, Papa Ray's Pizza has been serving pizza the way you want it. Special tasting Papa Ray's Pizza open every day with a lunch special served Monday through Friday starting at 11. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Papa Ray's Pizza on the corner of West 2nd Street in Minnesota in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at Duncan Field in Hastings. Bronco baseball here this afternoon. Hastings has fallen behind Morningside. The score is 2-0 as Hastings will bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. James Brouillette will be on the mound for Morningside. He is a junior out of Mapleton, Iowa. Brouillette so far this year with an impressive ERA number at 1.57. His overall record is sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss. He's making his 6th appearance of the season. He has thrown 22 1/3 innings, giving up 20 hits and 10 runs. 5 of those have been earned. 8 base on balls, 12 strikeouts. Team's batting just .250 against him. So James Brouillette on the mound here for the Morningside Mustangs. Joe John Jacquet will lead things off for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. The Mustangs jumping on Hastings with 2 runs in the top half of this inning. John Jacquet will take a strike on the outside corner. Mark Martindale will be behind the plate for Morningside here in game number 2. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's swung on, hit to the left side. The shortstop goes over, makes the play on the ball as he throws it over to first base. That's not going to be in time. Plus, the throw was low as well. So Joe John Jacquet gets aboard here. They're going to give him a base hit on the play. And A.J. Clark is up there next. So Martindale unable to make the play on the ball there at shortstop. Hastings has a base runner now at first base as A.J. Clark will bat here for the Broncos. A.J. on the mound here this afternoon, played shortstop in game number 1. So they keep a stick in the lineup here in the batting order as A.J. will bat for himself. He takes a strike in the outside corner, and it's 1-1 now on Clark. He hit into a double play in the first ball game, also grounded out, but drove in a run and also had a single in his 3 trips to the plate in game number 1 as Hastings beat Morningside by the score of 2-1. There's a throw over the first base, not in time. Back in there is Joe John Jacquet. So it's Jason Engelman behind the plate for Morningside here in game number 1, or game number 2, and James Brouillette on the mound. Kotlik is your first baseman as the pitch will come to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit, picked up on a couple of hops out there by Hoke. So Hastings has got something going here in the first inning as A.J. Clark gets a base hit. Heading down to second base is going to be Joe John Jacquet. So Kelly Kotlik will be at first base for Morningside. Jared Notaboom will be at second. Martindale will be at shortstop, and Henderson will be at third base. Coming on the run down for the pitcher at first base is going to be Jake Doyle. Jake Doyle, a sophomore from Peyton, Colorado, will run for the pitcher, A.J. Clark at first. Coming to the plate next for Hastings will be Pat Moore. He had a good ball game yesterday. In fact, 2 good games as he was 4 of 7 from the plate, 2 runs scored, and 1 strikeout in the 2 contests against Dort. Squares around the bunt here. Leaves it on the left side. It's fielded there by the pitcher, Brouillette. He goes to first base. It's mishandled over there, and everybody's going to be safe. So a couple of miscues here by Morningside as the Broncos have now loaded up the bases as Pat Morey gets aboard. John Jacquet moves over to third base on the play. Doyle is at second base. Pat Morey is on at first base now. They're going to give Morey a base hit as well. Blake Marquardt comes to the plate next. So 3 hits for Hastings to start off this first inning. Broncos trying to battle back from a 2-0 deficit already. And now Marquardt will come to the plate next for the Broncos. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0. So Hastings, after yielding the 2 runs in the top half of the inning, has come back here. And they're threatening. They've got the bases juiced up here in the bottom half of the first as they work against James Brouillette. Marquardt started the day with a batting average of .273. 2 home runs and 16 RBIs so far this year for Marquardt. Chance to do some damage right here. Brouillette working from the stretch with the bases loaded. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Mark Rowe was 0 out of 3 at the plate in game number 1 today. Grounded out twice and struck out once. 2 balls and no strikes. Hastings with the bases loaded here in the bottom half of the first inning. Brouillette works in the stretch, throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Mark Ward so far this year has struck out 11 times and has walked 4 times. Runners taking their respective leads at their bags. Nobody is being held on at the present time as James Brouillette will throw one to the plate. That's going to be a pop fly to the outfield. Foster settles under it, makes the catch, tagging up from third. Here comes the throw in. It's going to be cut off, and Hastings is on the scoreboard as Joe John Jacquet slides home. So Mark Wart drives one home there as he flies out to center field. Coming in from third base to score is going to be Joe John Jacquet. So it's now 2-1 ball game in favor of Morningside. The other two runners stayed at their respective bags. As Doyle is down there at second base and Pat Morey is on at first. So now there's one man out for the Broncos. It's a 2-1 ball game now. And John Rivera comes to the plate next. He whacks one. It's going to be down the line at third. It's going to be a fair ball. Rounding the bag at third is going to be Doyle. He's going to come in to score. And ending up at second base is going to be Rivera. So John Rivera gets a double to drive home another run. And the Broncos have come back to tie things up. Right down the line at third base. Nicely placed there by John, and coming around to score from second base is going to be Doyle, and Hastings has come back to tie this baby up at 2 runs apiece. Still only one bat out here in the inning. And now Jeff Hobbs is scheduled up there next. Hobbs is doing the catching here in game number 2. So a great job by the Broncos coming back here. 3 straight hits to begin the bottom half of the first inning. And there's the ball that's going to be hit to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Here comes another run coming in to score. That's going to be Pat Morey. And now Hastings has the lead. So Jeff Hobbs connects there as he sends it to the right side of the diamond, drives home another run. Morey comes around to score. That makes it a 3-2 ball game in favor of Hastings. Ending up over at third base is going to be John Rivera. So now Hastings has got runners on at the corners at first and third. Still only one man out in the ballgame. We're going to have an early conference here as Morningside's going to come out and discuss things here as the coach comes out of the first base dugout. So a good start for Hastings in game number 2. Broncos only had 4 base hits in game number 1 and were able to string them together to pick up the win 2-1 over Morningside. We've got 5 hits already here in the first inning. Off of James Brouillette, who has been pretty good, pretty strong this year for the Mustangs. Again, his ERA was at 1.57 coming in here. Record of 2 wins and 1 loss. So Hastings is shaking Brouillette here early in this ballgame. 5 out of the first 6 guys have reached base safely. Hastings with runners on now at first and third. 1 man out. And Drew Okeson coming up there next. Okeson did not play in game number 1. 234 hitter as he stumps into the right-hand batter's box and will take a strike there on the outside corner. No balls and 1 strike on Okeson. Yesterday in the doubleheader against the Dort Defenders, he was 1 out of 3 at the plate, 1 run scored, and 1 strikeout. Hastings has the lead here, 3-2. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack Land would be next. Lee Joachimson would follow him. That should complete the Bronco batting order here in this first inning of play. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed by Okeson. And the count is now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Okeson, 5'6", 155-pounder, a freshman out of Brush, Colorado. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kotlick is holding the base runner on there at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away. And the count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So the first baseman, Kelly Kotlick, is over there making sure base runner didn't go anywhere at first base. Runners are on at first and third. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in foul territory. Sliding over there is going to be Kotlick over near the fence, and he grabs it as Okeson will foul out the first baseman for the second out. Running down there at first base for Hobbs, the catcher, is Connor Gardner. Mac Land comes to the plate next for Hastings. First chance we've seen Land in this four-game series this weekend. He takes a swing at that one and misses. No balls and one strike. Land so far this year with a batting average of .238. He's got 10 base hits and 42 trips to the plate. Land has got a couple of triples so far this year. He sends that one to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Here comes another run into the ball game as Mac Land drives one home. And now Hastings has got a 4-2 lead as John Rivera scores for Hastings from third base. Land drives one home, and Hastings is batted around here in this first inning of play. Gardner heads down to second base now. So after Morningside scores two on Hastings to get things started, the Broncos have come back with four of their own here in the bottom of the inning. It's been a slugfest. I believe Joe Kempson comes up there next. Joe Kempson playing out in center field for the Broncos here in game number two. The pitch by Brouillette is going to be on the outside corner for a strike. Joe Kempson in the first ball game scored twice, had a single, and also reached on a fielder's choice. Still batting in the number nine position here this afternoon in the second ball game for Bronco head coach Jim Bovey. Here comes the next pitch from Brouillette. That one is inside. Makes the Joe Kempson skip away from that breaking pitch. One ball and one strike now to Joe Kempson. He started the day with a batting average of .239. He's got 16 base hits and 67 trips to the plate entering the doubleheader this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count now at one ball and two strikes. So after just four base hits in the opener, Hastings has come back to torch Morningside here in this first inning. Six hits by the Broncos thus far. Lee Joe Kempson waiting here in the left-hand batter's box, waiting on the pitch from James Brouillette. He's a left-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be hit right to the second baseman on the drive, and Notaboom grabs it there for the third out. So Lee Joe Kempson will line out to the second baseman, Jared Notaboom. That was hit right at him. He could have been in concrete and caught that one at second base. But the Broncos do some damage here in the first inning of play. They score four times, and we go to the top half of the second inning with a score. Hastings 4, Morningside 2.
Does your current internet provider leave you with a need for speed? Then make the switch to Glenwood's Blue Force Broadband. Quick installation and faster internet speeds will get you surfing the net in no time. Log on to gtmc.net or call us at 1-866-756-4746.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here this afternoon. We're at Duncan Field, Hastings in Morningside. Hastings won the first game by a score of 2-1. Broncos have the lead here in the second contest, 4-2, as we head to the top half of the second inning. And the bottom third of the order coming up here for the Mustangs to face A.J. Clark. It'll be Steven Oshinger, also Mark Martindale, and also DeAndre Foster coming up here to face A.J. Clark and the Broncos in the second inning. The count all of a sudden goes to one ball and one strike here as Oshinger takes a swipe of that last pitch from A.J., looks in for the sign again from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. And here's the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. Again, one ball and two strikes on Oshinger. Steve in the first ball game for Morningside. That is single in three trips to the plate. There's a swing and a miss, but the catcher drops the third strike. But Hobbs picks it up and throws it down to first base. That's going to be in time as Oshinger strikes out on the play. First strikeout for A.J., but Jeff drops the ball behind the plate, but had plenty of time to get it down to first baseman John Rivera for the out. Mark Martindale coming up there next for Morningside, batting in the number eight position here this afternoon. Martindale is 1 out of 3 in game number one. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Mark Martindale. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike as well, about the same location, out of the outside corner. Martindale looked as if he wanted to bunt, but pulls her back and takes a strike on the outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Morningside batting here in the top half of the second inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1-2. Nebraska and Oklahoma State playing today at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Cowboys and the Huskers. Next pitch is going to be down low, and now it's two balls and two strikes. DeAndre Foster is scheduled up next, and then the top of the order, Brent Hoke. Next pitch is going to be fouled away, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Other GPAC action going on today. Mount Marty is playing down in Seward against the Concordia Bulldogs, and Briarcliff is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. That one is going to be popped up, out of play. The count still at two balls and two strikes. Yesterday, several sweeps in GPAC action. Doan taking two from Northwestern, 4-3 and 2-1. Mount Marty taking two from Dana, 2-1 and 7-3. Midland taking two from Briarcliff, 5-2 and 3-2. Here comes the next pitch by Clark. That's going to be down low as the ball skips away from Hobbs back to the screen. Three balls and two strikes. Nebraska Wesleyan also taking two from Dakota Wesleyan, 7-4 and 7-6. Sioux Falls took two from Concordia, 13-11 and 12-4. Next pitch by A.J. is going to be outside, and he walks him. So Martindale, after fouling away a couple of pitches there, he gets the walk, and now DeAndre Foster coming up there next for Morningside. Gave you those scores yesterday, with the exception of Sioux Falls. The home teams won every single game yesterday. Sioux Falls taking two on the road at Seward. Everybody else, home team sweeps yesterday in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, including the two by Hastings, 5-2 and 5-3 over the Dort Defenders. Foster is at the plate here for Morningside. Glove in hand and right-hand batter's box. There's a swing, and it is hit to shortstop. It's fielded there. Second base for one over the first base, not in time, so they chop down the lead runner. Mack Land makes the play on the ball there for the Broncos at shortstop. So they chop down the lead runner at second base, and now there's two men out. Brett Hoke now coming to the plate next for Morningside. Hoke walked his first time up there in the first inning. Came around to score. Hastings College has got the lead over Morningside here in game number two. It is 4-2. As Morningside bats here in the top half of the second inning. The runner is on at first base. That's going to be Foster. After Land makes the play on the ball there at shortstop to chop down the lead runner at second base, Martindale. Throw over the first base, not in time. As Foster is back in there. John Rivera will hold him on over there defensively for the Broncos. A little bit of a gap between him and the second baseman now, Blake Marquardt, on the right side of the diamond. Again, a throw goes over the first, not in time. Morningside 61 out of 69 in stealing bases coming into the ball game here this afternoon. Foster, 5 out of 6 in stealing bases. He's got a good lead now. He stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. And that's going to hit Brent Hoke. Didn't get a whole lot of him, but it breezed right on by. It must have hit him there, as Brent Hoke is going to be awarded first base here. Being hit by a pitch now by A.J. Clark. So now Morningside has got runners on at first and second base here in the second inning. And that's going to bring up Thad Henderson next. He popped one to the shortstop back there in inning number one. There goes the runner at second base. The throw down to third is not going to be in time. In fact, it's going to get away from Morey in the left field. Getting back onto his feet and running home is going to be Foster. And Morningside has scored here in the second inning of play as Foster comes home. And it's now a 4-3 ball game. So Foster is stealing third base, slides there. The throw by Hobbs was not good, as it was to the dugout side, the third base dugout side of third base. Morey couldn't handle it. It goes sailing into left field. And Foster comes around to score for the Morningside Mustangs. A throwing error in the catcher, Hobbs, and the runner is also at second base. That's going to be Hoke. Henderson fouls away the next pitch, and it's now one ball and one strike to Thad Henderson. So Morningside has come back here with a run in the second inning of play. And now the Broncos' lead has shrunk to one. It's now 4-3. There's two men out here in the inning. Now the home plate umpire is heading out to talk with the base umpire. No idea what this conversation could be about. One ball and one strike is the count here on the hitter, Thad Henderson. There's two men out here in the inning. Bronco baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS Hastings. And across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College, pursuing your passion for 125 years. That's Hastings College. Well, the conversation is complete, and now we're ready to go again. No balls and two strikes on Henderson. A.J. Clark looks, delivers one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is one ball and two strikes. One run in from Morningside. They're still trailing in the ballgame, though, 4-3 in the second inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside. Good stop behind the plate here by Hobbs. Two balls and two strikes now on Thad Henderson. Jared Notaboom would be next for Morningside. A.J. Clark working on the hitter here. Thad Henderson taking some extra time now between pitches as he gets the sign from Hobbs. Delivers one to the plate. That is swung on and missed. And he strikes out in the ballgame, and that ends the inning for Morningside. It's going to be strikeout number two in the contest for A.J. Clark. But Morningside comes up with a run there in that inning on no hits. One Hastings error and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings 4, Morningside 3.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, the Broncos have got the lead over Morningside, looking for a sweep here this weekend. Hastings winning two yesterday against Dort. They won the opener here this afternoon by a score of 2-1. And now leading 4-3 as we bat in the bottom half of the second inning. Broncos battered around. All nine guys came to the plate in inning number one against James Brouillette, as the Broncos scored the four runs on six base hits. There's another hit to the third baseman, Henderson. His throw across the diamond is going to be in time. So Joe John Jacquet goes down here for Hastings as he grounds out to the third baseman, Thad Henderson. That's going to bring up A.J. Clark next for Hastings. Clark is on the mound here for the Broncos in game number two. He was the shortstop in game number one. Had a single his first time up. A.J. in the first ball game hit into a double play, grounded out, and also had a single in his three trips to the plate. He will take a pitch down low here. One ball and no strikes on A.J. Clark. Nebraska and Oklahoma State, they are in the top half of the third inning. Now tied up at one run apiece. Huskers looking for the three-game series sweep there after winning yesterday's ball game by the score of 12-4. Nebraska sitting at 14-6-1 on the season. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on A.J. And the count is now at two balls and one strike. So James Brouillette throwing here for the Morningside Mustangs. Looking at his opposing pitcher. Now in the batter's box, A.J. Clark. Next pitch to A.J. is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now two balls and one strike. Broncos will be on the road next weekend for ball games. They've got Northwestern and also Briarcliff coming up next week. There's a ball hit off of the handle of the bat right out in front of the plate. It's going to be picked up there by Brouillette. He goes to first. That's in time to catch A.J. Clark. So A.J. just gets a little piece of that one as he swings. Trickles out in front of the plate there. It's fielded by Brouillette with no problem as he gets it to first baseman Kelly Kotlick to retire A.J. down there for the second out of the inning. And now Pat Morey comes up there next. Morey had his single in his first time up there in the first inning of play. Morey was one out of three in game number one. He was hot at the plate yesterday in the ball games against the Dort Defenders as Morey was four out of seven at the plate. Two runs scored, had one strikeout. First pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball, one and no the count. Wind continues to blow here at Duncan Field, blowing in off the center field wall out there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Calling for it is the shortstop as he comes on to make the catch. That's Martindale, and that's an easy inning there for James Brouillette. And Morningside, three up, three down for Hastings College. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We have played two complete here at Duncan. The score, Hastings 4, Morningside 3.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to serve you with the best prescription and over-the-counter service, old-fashioned personal service, and free delivery 6 days a week. See pharmacists Mike Urdell, Tom Choquette, Brandy Schramm, and John Adams at Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
For all your residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, call Witt Plumbing at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling and repairs, backhoe, trenching, leach fields, video sewer inspections, and is a certified septic tank installer. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings has got the lead over Morningside. Again, a doubleheader scheduled for seven innings here this afternoon. 4-3 is the score now as we head to inning number three. Broncos so far with four runs, six base hits, and one error in the ball game. Morningside with three runs and one base hit. Morningside, the team picked to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championship in 2009. Voted the league's coaches earlier this year. But the Mustangs splitting two games with Midland on Friday night, and they dropped the first one here to Hastings 2-1. Jared Notaboom will lead things off for Morningside here in the third inning. Jason Engelman will be second, then Kelly Kotlick. There's the ball hit down the line at left field, and it's going to be in foul territory. Goes whistling by the coach down in the third base box. No balls and two strikes to Jared Notaboom. He's batting in the number three position here this afternoon. He was 0-3 in game number one. Grounded out in the first appearance here in game number two. Next pitch by A.J. Clark is going to be outside, down low. And the count is now at one ball and two strikes. Notaboom on the season, 375. He's got 34 RBIs, which leads the team, six home runs. Just looking to get a board right here in this third inning. Lunges at that one and fouls it away down the first base side. One ball and two strikes. Notaboom so far this year has got 15 strikeouts. He has walked 10 times. Got some speed on the base pads as well. He's got 11 stolen bases for the Morningside Mustangs. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's swung on. It's hit the left field. Curving over. It's going to be in foul territory. Okeson looks at it there as it bounces out in foul territory. Back to the plate comes at Jared Notaboom. One ball and two strikes. And rain expected for us later on today in Hastings. They moved up the starting time of the doubleheader. We got started at 11 o'clock this morning. Hastings able to secure the win in the opener 2-1, trying to beat the front as expected to move through by late this afternoon. We're in the third inning right now. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit to a center field. Coming on, not getting there. Picking up on one hop is going to be Joe Kimpson as he gets it back to the infield. And Jared Notaboom has got a single here to lead things off in the third. So, again, the Mustangs have their leadoff man on. And Jason Engelman, the catcher, comes up there next. Engelman reached on a base on balls in inning number one. Came around to score one of the two runs plated by the Mustangs. Engelman in the first ball game had a base on balls. He grounded out and he had a single. There's a throw over the first base, not in time, as Notobuma is back in there. And A.J. Clark trying to keep the runners close here this afternoon. Morningside known as a base-stealing team. They've got a couple so far in this ball game, at least in this doubleheader today. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low, so the count now at one ball and no strikes to Jason Engelman. Engelman with a batting average of .366 so far this year. Seven home runs. There goes the runner at first base as the pitch comes to the plate. The throw down there from Hobbs is not going to be in time, and another stolen base there for Jared Notaboom. He ends up now in scoring position at second base, and it's the 12th stolen base of the season for Notaboom. Swipes that one on the catcher, Jeff Hobbs of Hastings, and now Morningside has got a runner on in scoring position again at second base. The count at the plate on Jason Engelman is going to be one ball and one strike. A.J. Clark pitching here for Hastings in game number two. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be bunted out in front of the plate, fielded by A.J. Goes to first base. That's going to be in time. The runner stays put at second base. So Engelman tries to lay down a bunt a little bit too hard that time. Clark picks it up just to the right of the mound and gets it over to first baseman John Rivera for the first out of this third inning. Now here comes Kelly Kotlick to the plate next for Morningside. He had that two-run bloop single to right field his first time up out there in the first inning. So Kotlick up to the plate now for Morningside. He'll take a look at a pitch there. It's going to be right at the knees and right on the outside corner. Nice pitch by A.J. Clark. It's in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. And this is the kid who transferred from the University of Nebraska. He's a freshman out of Bellevue. And now he goes down to talk with his coach down there in the third base coaching box. No balls and one strike to Kelly Kotlick as Morningside tries to tie this ball game up. They've got a runner on at third base. So the conference is broken up, and now Kotlick will come back to the batter's box on the right side as A.J. Clark will prepare to throw to him. No balls and one strike. There's one man out for the Mustangs. They've got the tying run over there at third base, as Notaboom took third on the ground out by Engelman. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike. Bronco baseball here this afternoon from 1230 KHIS. Hastings winning the first contest 2-1 over Morningside. Alex Kuchera, the winning pitcher for the Broncos, he's now 2-2. Next pitch is swung on and missed. And the count now is sitting at one ball and two strikes. A 143 batting average for Kotlick, as he had just two hits coming into the contest here this afternoon. He gets one in inning number one here against A.J. Clark. 1-2 the count to him. Here comes the next pitch from Clark. It's going to be outside, and again, a good stop behind the plate there by Jeff Hobbs. Not allowing that base runner to come in from third. The count is now at two balls and two strikes. Gutierrez, the opener today, had three walks, four strikeouts, gave up one run and scattered eight hits in picking up his second win of the season. He's now 2-2. Next pitch is way outside, and again, Hobbs makes the stop there behind the plate. That one was a lot tougher as Hobbs is out there wide of the target. And now the count is sitting at three balls and two strikes. Rivera is your first baseman. Mark Ward is at second. Mack Land is your shortstop. Pat Morey at third. Out in the outfield, you've got Okeson, Joakimson, and also John Jacquet. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now. That is swung on and missed. He struck him out. So Kotlick goes down. He had the two-run single in the first inning and comes back here and strikes out in inning number three. That's going to be the third strikeout of the ball game for Clark. And now Weissong comes up there next, Jason Weissong. He's out in right field here in game number two. Weissong grounded out his first time up. So now there's two outs for Morningside. Well, the runner's still at third base. That's Notaboom. There's the ball hit to the left side. Picked up on a couple of hops by Morey at third. His long throw to first. That's going to be in time, and the Broncos get out of the inning. So Morningside works their base runner around. They get their leadoff man on and got him around to third base. But then Engelman, Kotlik, and Weisong fail to reach base. And Hastings gets out of the inning. Morningside scores no runs on one base hit. No errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 4, Morningside 3.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. For your next vehicle, see Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, or log on to jacksonscarcorner.com. Jackson's Car Corner, where their customers send their friends. Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drugs at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College now batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. Coming up is going to be Marquardt, Rivera, and Hobbs. To face the starting pitcher for Morningside, who's still out there, James Brulette. 4-3 ball game. Hastings has got a one-run lead. Marquardt flew out to center field. His first time up back there in inning number one. It drove home a run. Fouls away this pitch here, and it's now one ball and one strike. Oklahoma State has jumped on the Huskers now down in Lincoln. 4-1 is the score. As Nebraska is batting in the bottom half of the third inning. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Will it stay in play as the wind blows it? And it's going to be caught here by Engelman, the catcher. So Jason Engelman behind the plate comes back to grab it there as Marquardt will foul out. That's going to bring up Rivera next. John Rivera had a double first time up in inning number one. Came around to score one of the four runs that the Broncos plated. Rivera in the first ball game was the designated hitter for the Broncos. Walked a couple of times and reached on an error. Here comes the pitch to him. A little check swing. This could be fouled into the fence. And it's no balls and one strike on John Rivera. Hastings will play a non-conference game, a 1-9-inning non-conference game on Tuesday night at Nebraska-Kearney. Then they're on the road next weekend playing at Northwestern and at Briar Cliff. Hastings already won a couple of ball games yesterday. That was over Dort, 5-3 and 5-2. They beat Morningside in the opener this afternoon, 2-1. Next pitch to Rivera is going to be down low, and the count is at 2-1. Rivera, right-handed batter, freshman from Glendale, Colorado. 5'9", 210 pounds. He puts that frame in that right-hand batter's box. Next ball is hit to the shortstop. Picked up there by Martindale. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time to catch Rivera. And it's two up, two down for the Broncos. And that will bring up Jeff Hobbs next, the catcher. Hobbs had an RBI single back there in the first inning of play. Hobbs did not play in game number one. Doing the catching duties here in the second half of the doubleheader. Batting average sitting at .324 in the season. He's got 11 hits and 34 trips to the plate. And the pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Nice pitch there by James Brulette, the pitcher from Morningside. Gets his sign from his catcher, Engelman. Fires another one to the plate. That's going to be inside for a ball. It's now even up at 1-1. Hobbs with 3 doubles so far this year. 14 total bases. 11 base hits and 34 trips to the plate. Fouls this one away. And the count now is at 1-2. Just a limited slate of action today in the GPAC. Mount Marty is playing at Concordia, and Briar Cliff is at Nebraska Wesleyan. None of those scores in yet. Here comes the next pitch. It just misses outside. And the count now is even up at 2-2. mornings I was in their crimson jerseys in the first ball game today. They switched to their black jerseys for game number two. There's a ground ball to Henderson at third. His long throw to first base. That one's going to get by the first baseman, Kotlick. And it's going to be Hobbs safely in there at first base. So the throw was low from Henderson to third baseman. Kotlick can't handle it at the bag at first. And Jeff Hobbs is aboard here on the throwing error from Henderson. Coming out the run now for Hobbs at first is going to be Connor Gardner. So Hastings has got a base runner now in the third inning, already leading by the score of 4-3. Drew Okeson comes to the plate next for Hastings. He fouled out to the first baseman back there in inning number one as the Broncos batted around in the initial inning here this afternoon. Broncos scoring four runs in the first inning. Morningside scored two. We're in the third right now. Here's a ball hit back up through the middle. It was not handled by the pitcher, Bruliet, but comes out to second base, and Notaboom just steps on the bag there at second. So Okeson on the very first pitch got it by Bruliet, but it's picked up there on a slow roller out to second base as Notaboom just taps the bag, and that's the third out of this third inning of play. So nothing doing for the Broncos in the third. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left. We have played three complete at Duncan with a score. Hastings 4, Morningside 3.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings with a lead over Morningside here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The score is 4-3. Broncos again winning the first ball game by a score of 2-1. Alex Kuchera, the winning pitcher for Hastings. Jason Semprini was the loser from Morningside. The Broncos had two runs, four hits, two errors. They left five. Morningside, one run, eight base hits. They had two errors. They left five. Kuchera now 2-2 on the season for the Broncos. Hastings with a lead here over Morningside in game number two. It is 4-3. Coming back out to throw for Hastings here in the fourth inning will be A.J. Clark. First guy he'll face is Stephen Oshinger. He's the designated hitter. First pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Here comes the next one. It's going to be fouled away back over the screen, and it's now nothing in two to Oshinger. Number 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order here for Morningside in inning number four. Martindale will follow Oshinger, and then you've got DeAndre Foster. If any of those guys can get aboard, we'll see Brent Hoke here in this one. Next pitch is going to be just outside, a little bit low, and the count is at 1-2 to Stephen Oshinger. He was the DH in game number one today, too. Had a single in his three trips to the plate, struck out once, and also grounded out. Next pitch is going to be fouled away as the count remains at 1-2. Wind blowing in from Duncan Field here this afternoon, making this ballpark even tougher to get base hits in. And there's a third strike called there as Oshinger is rung up on the play. Nice pitch by A.J. Clark as he strikes him out. That's strikeout number four in the ball game now for A.J. Mark Martindale coming up there next for Morningside. He's the shortstop here in game number two. Reached on a base on balls in inning number one. Had one base hit and three trips to the plate in game number one. First pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Martindale. DeAndre Foster is your on-deck man here as he anxiously waits for Morningside in the first base side of things here. Next pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Martindale batting from the right-hand side, working against the right-handed throwing. A.J. Clark, next pitch is going to be outside and a little bit low. The count is now 2-1. Martindale carried a .333 batting average into the doubleheader today. 1 home run, 6 RBIs. Waiting on the pitch from Clark. Here it comes. It's going to be outside, and it nicks the outside corner for a strike. 2-2 now on Martindale. Hastings playing him straight away defensively. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be on the outside corner, and he strikes him out again. So a couple of guys left looking here at the plate. Oschinger and also Martindale. Strikeouts 4 and 5 in the ball game now for A.J. Clark. And DeAndre Foster coming up there next. Foster, a freshman out of Kansas City, Missouri. Reached on a fielder's choice back there in inning number 2. Came around to score one of the runs for Morningside. Foster in the first ball game. Reached on a base on balls, and he struck out once. Morningside trailing in the ball game. Hastings has got the lead, 4-3. Here comes a pitch to Foster. That one's going to be out wide for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes on DeAndre Foster. Brent Hoke would be next if Foster can get aboard. Foster takes a swing at that one and is swinging a miss. So A.J. Clark, after a shaky start here, allowing Morningside a couple of runs in the first inning. Clark walking a couple of batters. Is settled down here. Morningside got one more in the second. But Clark has struck out 2 batters already here in this inning. Numbers 4 and 5 for the ball game, and he's working on DeAndre Foster. The count to him is at 3-1. Clark working from his full windup here. He gets a sign from Hobbs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And now they have worked the count full on Foster. It's 3-2. Here's the full windup again by A.J. Clark. That ball is swung on, hit towards second. Marquardt knocks it down, picks it up, goes to first base, and an easy inning there. 1-2-3 as Morningside goes down in order. 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order go down as Hastings College will come to bat now in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Marquardt makes the play there at second base. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Hastings 4, Morningside 3.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead here. College baseball action on 1230 KHAS. 4-3 is the score. Mac Land comes to the plate next for Hastings, and he swings at his first pitch here, and it's a swing and a miss. Lee Joachimson will follow Mac, and then we've got Joe John Jacque as they are scheduled up here in inning number 4. There's a ball hit right in front of the plate, fielded there by Brouillette, goes to first base. That's in time, so Lamb is erased here in the fourth inning. Brouillette makes a nice play on the ball, coming off of the mound there for the Morningside Mustangs. Lee Joachimson coming up there next. Joachimson lined out to the second baseman his first time up here in game number 2. The Broncos had 9 men to the plate in the first inning. Scored 4 runs on Morningside. The Mustangs in the first inning sent 6 guys to the plate and scored 2 runs. It's now a 4-3 ball game. Morningside has tacked on 1 run. That was in the second. Broncos have not scored since the first. Joe Kimson waits. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away back over the screen, and the count now is at one ball and one strike. Nebraska and Oklahoma State playing in the bottom of the fourth inning now. Oklahoma State leading the Huskers by the score of 4-1. That action is going out at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Here's the next pitch to Joe Kimson. It came inside. It hit him. Yes, it did. Lee Joe Kimson heads down to a first base hit batsman here in the fourth inning. So Hastings given the free pass. Joe Kimson heads down to first. And Joe John Jacquet comes up there next. He had a big, big hit yesterday in the ball game against the Dort Defenders. Had a triple to left field that scored two runs, and the Broncos were able to beat Dort by the score of 5-3 in the second ball game, 5-2 in the opener. Hastings right now undefeated in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after picking up a win earlier today in this one, 2-1. They won their first three conference games, looking for number four right here. They've got the lead. As we bat in the bottom half of the fourth inning, the count of Joe John Jacquet will be at two balls and no strikes. John Jacquet had a single to lead off the Hastings first inning, grounded out in inning number two. He's back up there now here in the fourth. Here comes the next pitch. That ball's going to be hit to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up on a couple of hops out there by Hoke, the left fielder. Gets it back to the infield. And the Broncos have something going now here in the fourth inning as Joe John Jacquet gets a base hit. Hastings down with runners on at first and second base. Here's A.J. Clark coming up there next. Clark has flat done the job on the mound for the Broncos so far in this one. A shaky start, but he's settled down and he's in a groove right now on the mound. See what he can do with his bat here as he comes to the plate here in this fourth inning. But before he comes to the plate, we're going to have a conference on the mound. That could be all she wrote here for James Brouillette. He came in with some impressive numbers here today, but Brouillette has had some problems against the Bronco offense here this afternoon. Hastings with seven base hits. They've out hit Morningside 7-2, and there's the call in to the bullpen. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Morningside. So James Brouillette is going to be rocked out of here in the fourth inning of play. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to serve you with the best prescription and over-the-counter service, old-fashioned personal service, and free delivery 6 days a week. See pharmacists Mike Urdell, Tom Choquette, Brandy Schramm, and John Adams at Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Morningside is going to be Kyle Suter. Suter, a sophomore out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. He comes on after James Brouillette goes 3 1/3 innings. Suter so far this year has an ERA of 8.14. His record sitting at 2 wins and 2 losses. Making his 7th appearance of the 2009 season here this afternoon. He's thrown 16 1/3 innings, giving up 24 hits and 22 runs. 19 of those runs have been earned, 15 base on balls, 17 strikeouts. Team's batting .329 against him. So James Brouillette is rocked off the mound after 3 1/3 innings. Gave up the 4 runs so far. The two runners on the base pads will be charged to his statistics if they get home. 7 base hits. And Brouillette did not strike out anybody during his time on the mound. He hit one batter and gave up no walks. Here's the first ball. It's going to be hit to left field. It's going to curve over into foul territory. So a hard hit ball there by A.J. Clark, but it's in foul territory. So James Brouillette is now out of the ball game for Morningside, and Suter is in. Hastings trying to tack on some runs now. Midway through this ball game, there's a ball hit back up to the middle. They go to second base. Nope, it's going to be bobbled down there at second base, and everybody's going to be safe. Everybody is safe there as the ball went right back up to the middle. Suter could not handle it, and then the guys in the middle of the infield, both Notaboom and Martindale, right around the bag at second. They tried to grab it there to step on the bag, but they bobbled the ball down there. Sliding in there at second base is going to be John Jacquet, and everybody's going to be safe. So Clark gets aboard here for Hastings College. That's going to bring up Pat Morey next. Jake Doyle comes out and runs for the pitcher now at first, so Hastings has now got the bases loaded here in the fourth. And only one man out. Pitch to Morey is going to be outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. So Hastings has got something going now. Joe Kimson is around at third base. John Jacquet is on at second. Doyle is on at first base. Here's a pop fly. It's going to stay in the infield. Calling for it to shortstop. He's going to make the catch. That's Martindale. So Pat Morey flies out to the shortstop as he got that one up in the air, and it stayed right here in the infield as Mark Martindale makes the catch. That's going to be two outs for Hastings now here in the fourth inning. Broncos with a golden opportunity to tack on some runs here. They have not scored since the first inning. This is Blake Marquardt coming to the plate next. Here's the pitch by Suter. That ball is going to be hit to the outfield. Going on and going back is going to be Foster. It's over his head. One run is in. Here comes the second one. The third one is going to come to the plate. Marquardt is around the bag at second. On his way to third. Head first slide at third. He's in there safely. Blake Marquardt with a triple to center field. Maybe misplayed a little bit by Foster out there in center. He initially took a couple of steps in and then looked up. It was going to be over his head. He had to chase it down. Blake Marquardt with a big, big hit for the Broncos. A three-run triple here in the fourth inning. And Hastings goes out on top by the score of 7-3 here in this one. So a big hit there by Blake Marquardt. A triple. And Hastings cleans the base pads here. And Marquardt stands there at third base now in front of head coach Jim Bovey. So a three-run triple by Blake Marquardt here in the fourth inning, and Hastings has extended their lead to 7-3. Coming up to the plate next is going to be Rivera, and he's even up on the count at one ball and one strike. So Marquardt delivers up the big one here in this one. That is his second triple of the season. Marquardt now with 19 RBIs. There's a ball hit to the left side. That's going to get sneaked through there for a base hit in the left field. Another run comes in as Marquardt comes in. As John Rivera gets an RBI single here in the fourth inning. And now Hastings leads by the score of 8-3 over Morningside. The Broncos opening things up. They batted around in the first inning. They had not scored since the initial inning, but the Broncos coming back with some big runs here. Four in the first and four more here in the fourth inning. Jeff Hobbs comes up to the plate next. Hobbs had an RBI single in the first inning. Reached on an error in inning number three. The Broncos now with a base runner at first base. That is Rivera. Hastings now with 10 base hits in the ballgame after they were able to scratch out only four in the first ballgame. 8-3, Hastings with the lead. Jeff Hobbs at the plate here for Hastings. No balls and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball scooped up there and then dropped in front of the plate by Engelman, the catcher from Morningside. Rivera unable to advance on the base pads. He's still at first base. Nebraska is still trailing Oklahoma State 4-1. They're playing in the top of the fifth inning at Hawks Field in Lincoln. There's a swing and a miss. Catcher drops the third strike, picks it up, and throws it down to first base. That's going to be in time as Hobbs is retired on the play. So a strikeout there for Kyle Suter, but Hastings does a lot of damage there in the fourth inning of play as they score four more runs. After four complete here at Duncan Field, the score is Hastings 8, Morningside 3.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
A.J. Clark will come back out for Hastings. He will throw this fifth inning. The Broncos have now extended their lead to 8-3 in the ball game here against Morningside. Hastings scoring four runs in the first, four runs in the fourth. Morningside scoring a couple of runs in the first inning and one in the second. And the Broncos will play the non-conference game against Nebraska Kearney on Tuesday night. And then we'll be on the road next weekend. They'll play games at Northwestern and also at Briar Cliff. So Morningside with a lot of work to do here. Against Hastings, it's 8-3. They bat here in the fifth inning. Brent Hoke, Thad Henderson, Jared Notaboom. 1, 2, and 3 in the batting order to come on to face A.J. Clark, who seems to be getting stronger as the day progresses here. He throws a strike here on the inside corner, and it's nothing and one to Brent Hoke. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning of play and reached on a base on balls in the first, scored one of the runs in that initial inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to 1-1. Alex Kuchera, the winner in the opener this afternoon for Hastings. Brian McCann was the winner in the first ball game yesterday against Dort. There's a ground ball towards second, or actually at shortstop. Land picks it up. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. The throw was low from Mack, but John Rivera does a good job scooping that one out of there. And Brent Hoke is retired in the play from short to first. Mike Randoni, by the way, picked up the win for Hastings in game number 2 yesterday in relief. Henderson is 0-2 so far today here in this one. Popped one to the shortstop and also struck out in the second half of the doubleheader as he strolls to the plate for the third time. There's the pitch by A.J. Clark that's going to miss outside. 1-0. Henderson in the first ball game was 1-3, not a single in the fifth inning. Next pitch is going to be outside, and it nicks the outside corner for a strike. Fastball delivered up there by A.J., and the count goes to 1-1 now on Henderson. Hastings with a lead, 8-3. Morningside batting in the fifth inning. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. It's a mile high. Pat Morey calls for it and will make the catch here. Morey makes the catch at third base for Hastings. And that's going to bring up Jared Notaboom next to second baseman. Notaboom had a single back there in the third inning. And he grounded out. He was 0-3 in game number 1. Morningside so far, only two base hits in the ballgame. Hastings has got one error. The pitch to the plate is going to be down low. It scoots away from Jeff Hobbs, but no damage done. Nobody on the base paths here for the Mustangs. Hastings is out hit Morningside in this game, 10-2. Broncos leading 8-3. Here comes the next pitch by Clark. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-1 now on Jared Notaboom. Notaboom so far this year with 15 strikeouts and 10 base on balls. Pops this one up. It's going to get out of play. Cat remains at 1-2. Got a threat of rain here in Hastings today, but so far nothing during the doubleheader. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be just outside. And the count now is at 2-2. So A.J. Clark transferring to Hastings this year. Kind of a dual-purpose guy here. We've had him at shortstop, and now a great performance on the mound here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be fouled away as Noodleboom sends that one down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes on the second baseman for Morningside, Jared Noodleboom. As Clark looks in for the sign again from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs. He's got it, delivers one to the plate, swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike, but Hobbs picks it up and fires it down to first. An easy inning as Noodleboom is retired into play. That's going to be strikeout number six officially for A.J. Clark here in the ballgame. Morningside goes down in order in the fifth. We go to the bottom of the inning with a score. Hastings 8, Morningside 3.
Since 1935, Cornhusker Press has been making area businesses look good. With personal service and a commitment to on-time delivery, Cornhusker Press has the experience and expertise to give you exactly what you want. Direct mail, business forms, letterhead, or four-color brochures, Cornhusker Press can meet your needs with high-quality printing at affordable prices. Trust your business image to the professionals at Cornhusker Press, located at 451 West 2nd in downtown Hastings. Fulfilling your expectations since 1935, Cornhusker Press. Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally renowned academics, ranked among the top liberal arts colleges in the nation by U.S. News & World Report, America's Best Colleges, recognized nationally as a Best Buy in College Education by Barron's, one of only 165 colleges and universities named a Best Value College by the Princeton Review. None of these accomplishments would be possible without the support of the people of Central Nebraska. Hastings College thanks you for your generosity. Find out more about giving to Hastings College at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursuing your passion for 125 years. That's Hastings College. Broncos, the lead here over Morningside. The score is 8-3. Kyle Suter comes back out. He'll throw here in inning number five for Morningside. Coming up for Hastings is going to be the bottom third of the order. Drew Okeson, Mack Land, and Lee Joachimson. Okeson will take a ball to start off this at bat. Here comes the next pitch by Suter. That one's going to be in there for a strike, so it's 1-1. Okeson so far today has fouled one to the first baseman and also has grounded out to second. Next pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. That's two balls and one strike. Okeson, a freshman from Brush, Colorado. He connects on this one, sends it to the outfield. Backing up is going to be the left fielder, Hoke, as he dances out there, and he will make the catch. So Okeson gives it a ride, gets it up there in the wind, and it's going to be caught out there by Brent Hoke, the left fielder. So he flies out to begin the fifth inning. And this game's scheduled for 7 here this afternoon. Mack Land comes to the plate next. Land had an RBI single in the first inning, and he grounded back to the pitcher in inning number 4. 1-for-2 so far this afternoon. He will take a strike there. Nothing and one to Mack Land. Land, a freshman from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low as that one skips to the catcher, Jason Engelman, and the count is now at 1-1. Land started the day with a batting average of .238. 10 base hits and 42 trips to the plate. A couple of doubles to his credit so far this year. One and two the count on Land. Here comes the next pitch from Suter. That's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now even up at 2-2. Hastings batting in the bottom of the fifth. They've got the lead 8-3 over Morningside. They've out hit the Mustangs 10-2. Next pitch is going to be inside, a fastball. Right at the numbers. 3-2 now on Land. Joachimson would be next, and we'll see Joe John Jacquet if Hastings can get anybody on the base pads. Next pitch is hit to the left side of the diamond. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. In the left field, picked up by Hoke. Martindale tries to grab it on the hop there at shortstop for Morningside, but it hops right over his glove in the left field, so Hastings has got their 11th base hit of the ball game. As Land singles for the second time today, he ends up at first base. Lee Joachimson coming up there next. Joachimson, it was hit by a pitch the last time up in the fourth inning, came around to score one of the four runs for the Broncos. And he lined out to second, his only other plate appearance here in the second half of the doubleheader. First pitch to him is going to be outside and down low. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings now with the base runner at first base. That is Mack Land as they try to tack on some more runs here in this fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 1-1. Land has not attempted a stolen base so far this year. He inches away from the bag right now at first base. Kotlick will hold him on for Morningside. Stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now on Lee Joachimson. Hastings now with 8 runs and 11 base hits in the ballgame. Morningside with 3 runs and 2 hits. There's a quick throw of the first base. Diving back in there is going to be Land. Belly first. He gets the tag on the bag over there. One ball and two strikes on Lee Joachimson here at the plate. Joachimson waits. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a ball, and it gets away from the catcher Engelman as it comes sailing over here near the third base dugout, and taking second base on the play was Land. So a pass ball there on Jason Engelman. Joachimson kind of reached out there with the bat. I thought maybe he hit it, knocked it away, but evidently not as the ball got away from the catcher Engelman. And a stolen base or a pass ball on the catcher Engelman. There's a swing and a miss by Joachimson, and now the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count on the center fielder for Hastings. Lee Joachimson, a runner is on at first base, or second base, that's Mack Land. Kyle Suter on the mound here for the Morningside Mustangs in relief of the starting pitcher. James Brouillette, next pitch is going to be inside. It makes Joachimson skip out of the way there, 3 balls and 2 strikes. One man out for the Broncos here in the fifth inning. They have got the lead 8-3 over Morningside. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and Joachimson gets a free pass. So Hastings again with some base runners here in the fifth inning. That's going to bring up the top of the order, and Joe John Jacquet. John Jacquet has a couple of base hits so far in this ball game, 2 of 3, matter of fact. Grounded out his only other time up there. He has scored 2 runs. Punching the overtime clock here as John Jacquet has been on the base pads a couple of times. Hastings with base runners on at first and second. Here's the pitch to John Jacquet. It's going to be outside for a ball. First ball game, Joe was hit by a pitch at a double, and he flew out to center field. Chance to drive one home here with a big base hit as John Jacquet waits on the pitch. It's going to be outside and down low, and now the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. John Jacquet started the day with a batting average of .269, had 1 home run and 12 RBIs. Morningside not holding the base runners on right now with only one man out here in inning number 5. Here comes the next pitch, swung on, hit to the left side. Martindale is short, picks it up, goes to second for one over to first base. That's going to be not in time. So they get Lee Joachimson down there at first base. Moving over to third on the play is going to be Mack Land. Now there's 2 men out. A.J. Clark now comes to the plate for Hastings. Clark is the pitcher for the Broncos here in game number 2. So runners are on at first and third base now for Hastings. But there's 2 men out as Clark looks at that pitch sail over the heart of the plate. Right at the knees for a called strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. A.J. Clark up there for the Broncos, the sophomore from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Clark started the day with a batting average of .313. Got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. He has scored 2 runs. Next pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now 0-2. So 2 singles, 2 runs scored, and he's grounded back to the pitcher. Here in this ball game, hit into a double play, grounded out, and had a single in game number 1. 8-3 is your score. Hastings College has got the lead. The Broncos batting here in the fifth inning. Runners at the corners here is Kyle Suter will deliver one to the plate. That's going to be down low. Now running from first base down to second and getting in there safely is going to be John Jacquet. So the pitch was delivered low. Engelman had some problems with it there behind the plate. He did not get back to the fencing back here, but Engelman had a tough time with it, and John Jacquet takes second base easily there for Hastings College. There's the ball hit down the line at first, and it's going to be in foul territory. So now Joe John Jacquet is on at second base, and Mac Land is over there at third. Hastings threatening to tack on some more runs here in the fifth inning, already leading by 5 runs, 8-3. Suter working from the stretch, throws one to the plate. That's swung on and missed. Catcher drops the third strike, throws it down to first. That's going to be in time, and A.J. Clark has retired on the play. So Hastings threatens here in inning number 5, but they cannot produce any runs as A.J. Clark strikes out, and then the catcher drops the third strike. Engelman throws it down to first. That was in time, and that ends the inning for the Broncos. So we go to the top half of the sixth inning now. Hastings still with a 5-run lead. That's the Broncos 8, Morningside 3.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings College trying to finish off a weekend sweep of their two GPAC foes there this afternoon. They've got the lead over Morningside. The score is 8-3 as we go to inning number 6. A.J. Clark comes back out to throw for Hastings here in the 6th. He's got 6 strikeouts to his credit so far. And we've got the meat of the order coming up here in the 6th inning. Jason Engelman, also Kelly Kotlick, and also Jason Weissong. So Clark goes back to work here. He throws a strike in the outside corner. Engelman so far today has walked and scored a run. Has also grounded one back to the pitcher in his 2 attempts here in the second ball game. There's a ground ball. That's going to get into right field for a base hit. Right in between the second baseman Marquardt and the first baseman Rivera. Right side of the diamond is Jason Engelman. Delivers up a single here in the 6th. He gets aboard. Here comes Kelly Kotlick up there next. Kotlick so far with a 2-run single back there in the first inning of play. And he struck out in inning number 3. He did not play in game number 1. So now Morningside has got a base runner on at first base. Broncos protecting a 5-run lead. It is 8-3 here in this one. The Nebraska game is now in the top of the 6th inning. The Huskers continue to trail Oklahoma State by a score of 4-1. That's going out at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Quick throw to the first base. Not in time. Back in there standing up was Engelman. 0-1 here at the plate on Kelly Kotlick for Morningside. A.J. Clark trying to finish things off for the Broncos here. There's a swing at the plate and a foul tap. Gets back into the catcher, Jeff Hobbs. No balls and 2 strikes. Kotlick again with a batting average of only 143 on the season. Had 2 base hits and 14 trips to the plate coming in here. Had the base hit back there in inning number 1. No balls and 2 strikes. On the batter for Morningside, Kelly Kotlick, who's playing at first base here this afternoon. Inching away from the bag down there at first right now is going to be Engelman. Rivera will hold him on defensively. There goes the runner at first base. It's a swing and a miss at the plate. And he strikes out in the ball game, but Engelman heads down to second, and he's in there easily for the Morningside Mustangs. Kotlick will strike out for the 2nd time here this afternoon. That's now 7 strikeouts in the ball game for A.J. Clark. And Jason Weissong comes to the plate next for the Morningside Mustangs. He's grounded out twice here in this ballgame. Weissong in the opener today had 2 base hits, an RBI, and he popped one back to the 2nd baseman. So Mourning trying to come back here on the Broncos. They are trailing by a score of 8-3. Runner is on at second. Now that's going to be Engelman. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Coming over to make the catch is going to be the second baseman, Marquardt, right over near the first base line. So he gets the out of Jason Weissong. Flies out to Marquardt right at the line at first base. Now there's two men out here in the inning. That's going to bring up Steven Oeschinger next. He is the designated hitter. He has not done too much. Well, now we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here. Mike McBride. Mike McBride will come to the plate. Oeschinger has not done too much here in this ball game for Morningside. He has struck out twice, so McBride is going to have a chance here in the sixth inning. Try to give his team a spark here as this ball club is trailing by five runs. They've got a runner on at second base. McBride is a .462 hitter. He's got six base hits and 13 trips to the plate so far for the Mustangs. One ball and no strikes to Mike McBride. He will bat here from the left side. McBride, a sophomore from South Sioux City. The pitch from A.J. Clark swung on. Left side is going to be fielded there. Nice play by Morey at third. He gets it over to first base in time. Nice play by Morey. And Hastings gets out of the inning after giving up the leadoff single to Jason Engelman. So McBride grounds out to Morey at third base. Morningside scores no runs. One base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings 8, Morningside 3.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Bronco baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top by a score of 8-3. Got another pitcher out there from Morningside. Rhett Smith is going to come on and throw now for Morningside here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And as we gaze down, looks like Smith has thrown only 3 1/3 innings so far for Morningside. ERA is sitting at 6.30. He's 0-1 on the season, making his fourth appearance here this afternoon. Giving up five base hits, three runs, all three earned, one base on balls and one strikeout. .357 opposing teams are hitting against him. So Rhett Smith now pitching here in the sixth inning. And the first pitch to Pat Morey is going to be in there for a strike. So Kyle Suter throws 1 2/3 innings of relief here for the Morningside Mustangs after James Brouillette got the start. Red Smith is in there now in the sixth inning. The Broncos out on top by a score of 8-3. The pitch to the plate is going to bounce in front of the catcher. Engelman from Morningside and back to the screen, but nobody on the base pads here for Hastings. One ball and two strikes to Morey. Morey with a single in the first inning. They jam him inside and he hits that one down to third baseline in foul territory. Count remains at 1-2. The Broncos can hang on. They would complete the opening weekend of the GPAC season 4-0. Hastings had a five-game losing streak going into the doubleheader yesterday before picking up two wins over Dort. Next pitch is going to be down low, and again it gets away from Engelman, the catcher, this time to the right side toward the first base dugout. Two balls, two strikes now on Pat Morey. Morey with four base hits in the doubleheader yesterday. He sends that one to the left side. He's going to get through there for another base hit. Picked up out there by Brent Hoke in left field. So Hastings has now got 12 base hits here in this ballgame. As Pat Morey sends that one right in between Henderson, the third baseman, and Martindale, the shortstop. Morey with two base hits now in this one as Blake Marquardt comes to the plate next. Blake had a big three-run triple back there in the fourth inning. Drive home some runs as the Broncos extended their lead. Hastings scoring four runs in the first, and they score four more in the fourth. Marquardt was a big reason why. A three-run triple to left field. He pops this one up. It's going to go to the right field this time. Wysong will settle under it. Should make the catch, and he does. That's the first out of the inning as Blake Marquardt will fly out to the right fielder, Jason Wysong. Sends Morey back to the bag at first. John Rivera comes up there next. Rivera had a double back there in the first inning. He grounded out in the third. Had an RBI single in the fourth inning of play. So Rivera working on a three-hit ball game here as he can connect. As he comes to the plate now to face Rhett Smith, the third pitcher used by Morningside here in this ball game. First pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Rivera. Hastings still with the base runner on at first base. That's Pat Morey. Smith working from the stretch, throws one to the plate. That's going to be down low. And the count is now at two balls and no strikes. Rivera started the day with a batting average of .261. Here comes the next pitch, a swing and a miss. And now the count is sitting at two balls and one strike. Bronco baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Hastings winning the first ball game 2-1. This one has turned into kind of a slugfest here as we've got 15 base hits between the two teams, 12 by Hastings. Next ball is going to be hit to right field. Coming over is Wysong. He can't get there. It's over toward the line. Rounding the bag at second. On his way to third is going to be Morey. And Hastings will have runners at first and third. The bats have come alive here this afternoon for Hastings here in this one. As John Rivera will single to right field. Morey moves around to third base on the play. Now the Broncos will have runners at the corners again. And only one bat out here in the inning. And Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. Hastings knocking the ball all over the place here in this one. Hobbs has got one hit so far today. An RBI single in the first. Reached on an error in the third. And he struck out in the fourth. Hobbs doing the catching chores for the Broncos here in this one. The first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. No balls. One strike now to Jeff Hobbs of Hastings. Hobbs, a sophomore out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Rivera is on at first base. Morey is on at third. Hastings already leading by a score of 8-3. There's a ball hit to a center field now. Coming on Foster. Coming on Foster. He can't make the catch. It falls down to the turf. Coming in from third base to score is going to be Morey. And now Hastings leads by the score of 9-3. So Jeff Hobbs delivers up a single to center field. Drives home another run as Morey comes in. 9-3. Hastings with the lead. Going down to second base on the play is going to be Rivera. And now out of the dugout is going to be the pitching coach again for Morningside. And this could be all she wrote for Smith, and that's the case. We're going to see the fourth pitcher used by Morningside coming up. Another pitching change in order here for the Mustangs. We'll take a break. We're in the sixth inning with a score, Hastings 9, Morningside 3.
Nebraska is a state that's full of sports tradition. Our high school and college athletes work hard to continue that tradition. Physical therapy and sports rehab of Hastings has been a part of the sports rehabilitation landscape for the last 15 years. PTSR continues their tradition of offering the best in rehabilitation care. The dedicated staff at PTSR promises that no one will work harder to return you to the competition. When you look for the best in sports rehabilitation care, turn to the group that has been there and will continue to lead the way for years to come. Physical therapy and sports rehab of Hastings.
For almost 50 years, Papa Ray's Pizza has been serving pizza the way you want it. Special tasting Papa Ray's Pizza open every day with a lunch special served Monday through Friday starting at 11. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Papa Ray's Pizza on the corner of West 2nd Street in Minnesota in downtown Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead. Now it is 9-3 in the ball game. We're in the sixth inning, and Hastings has got base runners on as Morningside makes another pitching change here. This will be their fourth pitcher used in the ball game here this afternoon. So Rhett Smith comes on. He threw to only four batters. He gave up three base hits, and that was all she wrote as Morningside continues to trail here in this ball game. Bronco baseball from 1230 KHIS. New pitcher for Morningside is going to be Kyle Holdsworth. So Holdsworth comes in there. We're trying to shut things down here for the Mustangs. First guy he'll face is going to be Okeson. So Holdsworth making his fifth appearance of the season as he faces the Broncos here in this one. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Holdsworth has got an ERA of 4.50. No decisions yet. He's thrown 4 1/3 innings. The pitch comes inside on Drew, and the count is now even up. So he's thrown 4 1/3. He's given up 5 hits and 6 runs. 3 of those earned. 1 base on balls, 2 strikeouts. Team's batting .250 against him. As Okeson drills that one, it's going to be in foul territory down to third baseline. Hastings 9, Morningside 3. Broncos with 14 base hits here in this contest. Hastings with the runners on at first and second. Rivera is down there at second base. Connor Gardner is running for Hobbs down there at first. Next pitch to the plate to Okeson is going to be down low, and the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings winning the opener this afternoon, 2-1 over Morningside. Despite only 4 base hits from Hastings in that one. There's a pop fly. It's going to go to the outfield. Looking under it is going to be Hoke, and he's going to make the catch out there in left. So Okeson flies out to left field for the second straight at bat. And now Mac Land comes up there next. Morningside actually jumped on the Broncos early in this one. They led 2-0 after the first half of an inning, but Hastings responds nicely, scores 4 in the bottom half of the first. Hastings also had a big inning in the fourth as they scored 4 more. They've got 1 in here in the sixth inning, and it's now a 9-3 ball game. As Mac Land takes a pitch inside here, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Land set to go again from the right-hand batter's box. Next one is in there outside for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee Joachimson would be next. 9-3, Hastings with the lead. In the bottom half of the sixth inning, next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Coming in is going to be the first baseman, and he's going to make the catch. That's Kotlick, and Morningside gets out of the inning. So Kyle Holdsworth comes on to put the fire out as Mac Land will fly out to the first baseman, Kelly Kotlick. So now all the Broncos have to do is hold Morningside right here in the top half of the seventh inning. And we will get out of here with a doubleheader sweep and a sweep of our two GPAC foes this weekend. 6 innings in the books. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 9, Morningside 3.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. For your next vehicle, see Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, or log on to jacksonscarcorner.com. Jackson's Car Corner, where their customers send their friends.
For all your residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, call Witt Plumbing at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling and repairs, backhoe, trenching, leach fields, video sewer inspections, and is a certified septic tank installer. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drugs at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
So Morningside will come to bat here in the seventh inning. They will need 6 runs here to prolong this thing. 9-3 is the score. Morningside is trailing. A.J. Clark looking for his second win of the season here this afternoon. This will be a complete game if we can get Morningside down here in the seventh inning. And we've got numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order coming up here. And we have a pinch hitter right off of the bat. It's going to be Jeremy Green. So Green will bat here in the seventh inning for Morningside as A.J. Clark will go to work on him. Green bats from the left-hand side, working against the right-handed throwing A.J. Clark. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. Green so far this season, a 267 hitter. Got 4 base hits and 15 trips to the plate. 3 RBIs. Four total bases. Here's one hit right in front of the plate. It's picked up by Clark, and he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So he just got a little piece of that one. Green just nicks the ball as it goes trickling out in front of the plate. And he is thrown out as A.J. Clark comes off of the mound to grab it for Hastings. Gets it over to Rivera for the out. So there's one up now, or one down now for Morningside here in this seventh inning of play. And DeAndre Foster coming up there next. So Morningside, the team to pick to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference by the coaches in the preseason poll. Unless something drastically changes here, they're going to go back to Sioux City with a conference mark of 1 win and 3 losses for their weekend outing as they split a couple of games with Midland on Friday. Foster fouls away the first pitch. Nothing and one now to DeAndre. Chases after one there and a swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes on DeAndre Foster, the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Morningside. Mustangs have not scored since the second inning. They scored 2 in the first and 1 in the second, and that's it. Next pitch is swung on, left side of the diamond, landed shortstop, picks it up on a couple of hops, goes to first base, and a nice stretch by Rivera, and they get him over there at first. John Rivera stretches out there to grab the ball from Mack Land, the shortstop, and it's 2 up, 2 down as Foster is retired in the play from short to first. And that's going to bring up Brent Hoke next, the left fielder. Hoke so far in the ball game is at a walk. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has grounded out. So Morningside down to their final out here in the seventh inning, trailing by a score of 9-3. Hastings with 14 base hits to lead this assault. And a pitch by A.J. Clark is going to be outside for a ball. A.J. looking for his second complete game here. And he's one out away from doing that. This will be his second win of the season as well. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 0 strikes on Brent Hoke. If he can get aboard, we'll see Thad Henderson. He is scheduled up next. I think we have another pinch hitter out there in the on-deck circle for Morningside. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, and it's going to be fouled down the right field side, out of play. So Hoke has now got a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Looks like we've got Joe Johnson again out here on the on-deck circle. He was a pinch hitter in the first ball game. He's back out swinging the bat for Morningside. Next pitch is going to be swung on. Shallow right field coming on. It's going to fall in there for a base hit. Picked up by Joe John Jacquet. Returned back to the infield, so Brent Hoke keeps the hopes alive here for Morningside, as he will single to shallow right field. And now Joe Johnson will come out and bat for Henderson in the number 2 spot. So Johnson now batting here in the seventh. He was a pinch hitter in the first ball game for Morningside and grounded out. So Morningside with a base runner on at first. Johnson is at the plate here for the Mustangs. Johnson carried a batting average of 143 into the doubleheader this afternoon. Takes a strike there, 1 ball and 1 strike. So Joe Johnson now batting in the place of Thad Henderson in the number 2 spot in the batting order. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 1 strike. Nobody up and throwing for Hastings in the bullpen down in the third base side. A.J. Clark has got a 6-run lead here in the seventh inning. Next pitch is swung on, hit to the left side. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit. Land dives for it at shortstop. He can't come up with it. It's picked up by Okeson. And now Morningside has got a couple of base runners here in the seventh. Hoke heads down to second base. Johnson is on at first. That is the fifth base hit of the ball game now for Morningside. And that's going to bring up Jared Notaboom to the plate next. Notaboom has got one base hit and three trips to the plate. Here in this contest, he has a single back there in the third. Morningside needs six runs here in the seventh inning to force Hastings to bat in the bottom of the inning. Here's the first pitch to Notaboom. It's going to foul away down to first base side. No balls and one strike now on Jared Notaboom. He's been playing at second base here this afternoon for the Mustangs. Clark working from the stretch. There's a ball hit to the left side. Morey picks it up. He goes to second base. They tag it there. The ball game is over. They get the force out at second base on to Johnson. And the ball game is over. Hastings College with a sweep of GPAC favorite Morningside here in this one. Hastings 9-3 over Morningside as the Broncos get 14 base hits here in the contest. And the Broncos win it by a score of 9-3. Back with a recap after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Does your current internet provider leave you with a need for speed? Then make the switch to Glenwood's Blue Force Broadband. Quick installation and faster internet speeds will get you surfing the net in no time. Log on to gtmc.net or call us at 1-866-756-4746.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to serve you with the best prescription and over-the-counter service, old-fashioned personal service, and free delivery 6 days a week. See pharmacists Mike Urdell, Tom Choquette, Brandy Schramm, and John Adams at Burt's Drugstores, downtown Hastings, at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. For your next vehicle, see Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, or log on to jacksonscarcorner.com. Jackson's Car Corner, where their customers send their friends.
For all your residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, call Witt Plumbing at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling and repairs, backhoe, trenching, leach fields, video sewer inspections, and is a certified septic tank installer. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos sweep the doubleheader over Morningside today, winning by scores of 2-1 and 9-3. Two completely different ball games. It was basically a pitcher's duel in the first contest between Alex Kuchera and Jason Cimprini. In the second ball game, the bats came alive for the Broncos as they unleash a 14-hit assault on the Morningside here this afternoon. They out-hit Morningside 14-5, and Hastings wins the second ball game by the score of 9-3. Over the Mustangs, A.J. Clark will be the winning pitcher for Hastings. He went the distance today, his second complete game as he goes all seven innings. Clark gave up five hits and three runs. He had three walks, but no walks past the second inning, and he hit one batter. So he's got his second complete game. He's now 2-2 on the season. Morningside, their loss went to James Brouillette. He went 3 1/3 today, gave up five runs, seven hits. He had no strikeouts, actually five strikeouts, no walks, and one hit batter. Check that. Brouillette had no strikeouts in the ball game with no walks and one hit batter. Gave up the seven hits and the five runs. Kyle Suter pitched 1 2/3 innings. He gave up three runs, four hits, one base on balls, and one hit batter. Rhett Smith came on. He threw just over a third of an inning, faced four batters, and gave up three hits. And then Kyle Holdsworth came on and pitched the final inning there for the Morningside Mustangs. But Hastings College improves to four wins and no losses on the season now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They won all four games, two yesterday over Dort, two today over Morningside. The Broncos now 11-19 on the season. Morningside drops to 16 wins and 12 losses. They are now 1-3 in conference play. Again, the Broncos win it. Both ends of the doubleheader today, scores of 2-1 and 9-3. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Hastings College baseball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drugs at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
The shoe clearance sale continues at Hogan's Sporting Goods. Save an additional 20% off the already low sale price on men's, women's, and kids' shoes. Ask Hogan's for the details. When you look good, you play good at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Our Bronco baseball coverage continues with the player of the game on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings College wins both ends of the doubleheader here this afternoon over the Morningside Mustangs, winning by scores of 2-1 and 9-3. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS, and is obviously the pitcher that got us going here this afternoon, Alex Kuchera. He'll be our player of the game today. Alex, first of all, congratulations on the win, and congratulations on the great outing today. Good job by you guys.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it. Just able to come out and set a tone, I guess, from the get-go. And it was really good for us to come out and win the first two yesterday, and these games today really set a tone for our conference season.
Tell you what, it kind of sends a little statement there that maybe Hastings is something to be reckoned with here, as you beat the team that the coaches felt was going to win the GPAC championship this year. You guys handled them pretty good today.
Yeah, they're preseason number one team, and I think we're something around eight. And I don't know, it's kind of a motivation for us coming into these games after we swept Dort yesterday. We knew these were kind of the team to beat to set a tone and get people to start looking at us. And I think we made a pretty good statement today coming out and taking two.
You guys kind of playing with a chip on your shoulder after getting the preseason rankings. I think you were number seven officially from the coaches' poll. You guys can kind of play with a chip on your shoulder all season long?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we weren't really picked to do very much, but I think we showed the entire league today what kind of team we're capable of being. And if we can come out and play like we did, like today, every weekend, we're capable of beating anybody in the league.
Alex Kuchera, again, is our player of the game for Hastings as he picked up a win in the opener today by a score of 2-1 over Morningside. I'll tell you what, that was a tight baseball game all the way throughout. Just talk about your outing in that first ball game.
Yeah, I think the theme of my outing was just working out of trouble. From the first batter, gotten on third base without an out in the first inning, I was able to wiggle out of that. And the entire day, just kind of working in and out of trouble and really fielding my position, I think, was key. There's a key double play in there, and I had quite a few assists, was able to field it pretty well, so kind of helped myself out a little bit. And the guys made plays behind me, and that's all I can ask for. If I'm throwing strikes and they're making plays behind me, I think good things are going to happen.
Was the key to your outing early, was getting out of that first inning? Like you said, you let Hoke reach board on a throwing error there in the first inning, and he reached third base, and then you mowed down the next three guys. Was that the key?
Yeah, it really set a tone for us, I think. It kind of shut them down. They were looking to score early, and after I kind of shut them down there, it kind of gave our guys a boost too, and just gave me a lot of confidence that I need to pitch with some attitude and go out there and just throw my game. And after that, I was kind of settled in, so it was nice.
Second inning, they had a leadoff single in the second inning of play, and then you were able to pick a guy off. You pretty successful move to first base today.
Yeah, it worked for me pretty well. It was kind of just a feel move, just kind of feeling out, seeing if they were going to bunt or not. But it turned out that the guy kind of fell for it, and I had him over there. And so it was just kind of working out of jams, really. And when they were getting base runners, I was able to strand them and, you know, just like that pickoff. And then there was a pickoff play later in the game where they tried to score on that we capitalized on, too. So they kind of ran themselves out of an inning or two, but I think we took advantage.
You have been a pretty successful picking guys off. Anything you in particular you look for when the base runners are over there at first base? You get a good look being a lefty there.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of look at their front foot to see which way it's turned, if they might be, you know, playing with their hands or whatnot, kind of getting ready to steal. But I kind of like to set guys up with a B move, and then I bring an A move out, which is kind of my pickoff move where I try to actually, you know, get an out of it. And also times I just use it to see if a guy's going to bunt or not. If he's squaring around, being a left-hander, I kind of have that advantage too. So it's something I take pride in, though, is my pickoff move and being able to hold runners well.
Warning sign scored one of the runs, the only run of the first ball game in the fourth inning. And then things kind of interesting there in the seventh inning as they had the tying run over at third base before you struck out Brent Hoke. So obviously the last batter there was a big one for you as you pick up the win.
Yeah, I think it was about an 8-pitch at bat there after he had ran the count. I got the count 0-2, and then he spoiled a couple pitches and got it to full. I threw him three consecutive sliders there, and I had a lot of confidence in Josh behind the dish. Whatever he was putting down, I was throwing, and he felt that my slider was the go-to pitch there, so I trusted him. And after he fouled two off, I got him to chase one low and in. And I don't know, it just felt really good to battle that all the way back there and get the key strikeout to end the game.
You had four base hits offensively, still able to pick up the win in the first ball game, and you got to sit and watch this 14-hit assault in game number two. Probably wish you had a little help there in the game number one, huh?
Yeah, I was kind of harping on the guys, asking where it was during my game, all those hits. But, yeah, it was nice to see our bats come alive there in that second game. Got some contributions from Blake, and Johnny Rivera was able to come through and big for us a few times. So it was good to see us actually finally put it all together in one game with AJ throwing a really nice game, and then at the bats we had it going too, so it was really nice to have a complete game there.
Is it nice to just get into a routine now? We've got to the conference games here, come one right after the other, and obviously you'll pitch one of the four games every single weekend from here on out. Just nice to get into a routine now.
Yeah, it is. You kind of get it started going on Friday with the same kind of practice routine and everything and the same sort of mindset, and it's nice knowing when you're going to throw and who you're going to throw against. So it's just been a goal of mine ever since I've been here to be a weekend starter, and now that I'm there, it's just taking advantage every start I get on the weekends.
Are you going to be the number three starter all weekend long? Is this the way this is going to be, or is this kind of up in the air? How's this going to work?
That's all up to coach, really. I mean, if that's the way it works out, then that'd be great. But you know, with AJ playing shortstop, I wouldn't doubt seeing him every second day at least, if not the fourth game. But, yeah, it's just kind of with who we're playing. If they got a lot of left-handed bats, then I'll probably throw that game. Or, you know, if they got a lot of right-hand bats, that could be Brian or Bates or anybody else. So it, I think it just depends on the opponent.
Okay, congratulations on a win.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Alex Cuchera, our player of the game today, as Hastings knocks off the Morningside Mustangs in the first ball game 2-1. It was a 14-hit assault in game number two as they win big by the score of 9-3. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to serve you with the best prescription and over-the-counter service, old-fashioned personal service, and free delivery 6 days a week. See pharmacists Mike Urdell, Tom Choquette, Brandy Schramm, and John Adams at Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Report is brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings College sweeps the Morningside Mustangs here this afternoon. Scores of 2-1 and 9-3 as Bronco head coach Jim Bovey joins us. And coach, again, congratulations, a doubleheader sweep. This has got to feel good, finishing the first conference weekend 4-0.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, it sure does. You know, you hope to get off to a good start, but, you know, even 4-0, you don't dare think about that. You're just, you know, hoping maybe you can get a good 3-1 start after the preseason we've been through, and just try to get your feet underneath you and feel like you're really going to have a chance to compete. So to go 4-0 is really icing on the cake for us.
Game number one today, Alex Cuchera throws a gem, I thought, finished at 2-2 now in the season as he picked up the win in the opener over Morningside. Three walks, had a four strikeouts, gave up with a one run, eight base hits. But tell you what, he was tough out there.
He sure was. You know, I like our four starters, and you know, Cooch really wiggled out of some trouble, and he was really starting to show flashes of it last Monday in Oklahoma, that he was getting ready to put it together and wiggled out of some real jams. They ran themselves out of a couple innings. I ran into a couple of outs that we were fortunate to get. But he really just put us on his shoulders and took us home. And I'm sure a lot of people are surprised that the quickest hook in the country left him in there for the last outs. But I just, you know, I felt like he had gotten it this far, and I was going to keep going with him.
Yeah, talk about the seventh inning. Morningside put some pressure on us there in the final inning of play and actually had the tying run at third base.
Well, they sure did. And you know, that was the inning where they kind of caught us sleeping. And fortunately, our catcher was at home, and Cooch wasn't sleeping, and we got a huge out there at the plate. And then it comes down to, you know, last year's player of the year at the plate. You know, we were in a situation yesterday where in a tie ball game late innings, if we could pick one guy up at the plate to do the job, we would pick Joe. And I'm sure if you asked them, that's the guy they would pick. And Cooch just made the good pitch and got him. So, you know, you got to win a couple of those key one-on-one matchups in a 2-1 game to come away with a victory.
Had just four base hits in the ball game, but you were able to scratch out just enough offense to grab the 2-1 win.
Well, we were, and you know, right now I can't even remember for sure how we scored in the first game. I know it was a single run in a couple different innings, but when your pitchers are throwing good, you hope when you get a one-run lead that maybe they can take you home, and Cooch was able to do that.
Second ball game, completely different. You guys with a 14-hit assault in game number two, bats came alive.
They sure did, you know, the big thing for us is we scored four right away in the bottom of the first. You know, when they scored the two in the top of the first, I thought, oh boy, we're gonna have a little let up here. And AJ didn't look as sharp as he had on a couple other occasions early. Threw a lot of pitches in the first two innings. Probably threw about as many the first two innings as he did the last five combined. So to come right back with the four, you know, was obviously really kept us in the right mindset. And then when Marquardt had the triple, I think you could feel on the field, you could feel in both dugouts that was kind of the game decider, the game clincher.
So Hastings College wins the second ball game by a score of 9-3. And like I said, 14 base hits. Everybody just seemed to get in the action there in the second ball game.
Well, they did. And you know, we've always tried to pride ourselves on being able to produce up and down the order. And we had a couple freshmen who got a couple hits in there. Landon Rivera, I was really happy with Max. As, you know, he hadn't played in the whole series until this game. And for him to come in and play the way he did defensively and to get a couple hits like he did really says a lot about him. And Rivera gave us a couple hits in there. So, you know, that's really good when you can get out of those young guys and they're starting to get a taste of what this is all about.
A.J. Clark had walked only one guy coming into the ball game here today. He walks to three in the first two innings and then nothing past that. Was he just a little shaky to begin the ball game?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, he's pitched here once before, so I hope that wasn't a factor. But, you know, he just didn't look quite as in sync the first couple innings as he did late, and I guess he kind of got it sorted out. And you're right, he's a control pitcher. He can fill it up with a couple different pitches. And so I was a little nervous in those first two, and then all of a sudden he kind of seemed to settle in. And he's another guy, kind of like McCann. You know, we get a lead for him, and they're just going to keep coming at you not going to make the big mistakes that gets things started for you. You're going to have to score the runs on your own.
With A.J. Struggling maybe in the first two innings, what kept you in the dugout instead of making the trip out there to get him?
Well, the four runs was big, obviously. You know, gave us a little cushion. And then, you know, the fact is we've seen him throw a couple times pretty effectively and see if he could get settled in. And you know, you play all these 25, 26 games prior to this to kind of figure out who you think your best guys are and you go with them and see what happens.
So what is we were talking to Alex in the previous show here about the pitching rotations for the weekend. Is this going to be what we're going to see, or are you guys going to work with that?
Well, you know, I don't know. I got to kind of look at it each week. You know, I think AJ likes throwing the last game just because of playing shortstop. It's tough to throw the first game, and then, you know, he threw 110, 112 pitches today. If this were the first game of a four-game series, he'd have a tough time going out there to shortstop. So he's probably the most likely to stay in that same position. I don't know. You know, I don't envision right now we'll change which four throw next weekend. You know, anything's possible. But I don't think at this point you want to do too much tinkering when you get off to a 4-0 start.
You got to have a lot of bounce in your step, I'll tell you what, as you get ready for the second weekend, next weekend, going on the road.
Well, it'll be a tough one because we're going up to Northwestern and Briarcliff, and, of course, they're pick second and third to start the league behind Morningside. So, you know, if we can get a couple on the road up there, that's going to keep us in good situation. And you know, I guess this just gave us a little margin for error. Like we talked in the pregame, you don't want to have that 0-4, 1-3 weekend that really stumbles makes you stumble as far as trying to stay in the conference race. So we can enjoy this one for a day or so and then get back to work. We got a game with Kearney this week and can start focusing on Northwestern and Briarcliff.
Kearney is coming up on Tuesday, a non-conference affair, and in the past you've kind of used that to get some players some playing time. Is that going to be the case here?
Yeah, it will be. You know, obviously in pitching, you know, we used four starters extensively. Morey got a couple outings, and then Randone just threw an inning, and Haas threw less than an inning. So we got a lot of guys that have thrown a lot of innings for us up to this point in the season that we didn't even warm them up this week. And that's disappointing for them in terms of everybody wants to get in the game, but they also understand that when your starters are going well and you can get the wins, so be it. So we'll get those guys out there, and you never know when you're going to have to count on them in a big conference game.
Okay, congratulations on the wins this weekend. We'll catch you in a week or so.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovey, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning 2 today over Morningside, scores of 2-1 and 9-3. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
Hastings College winning 2 here this afternoon as they pick up a win in the opener 2-1 over Morningside. Alex Cuchero, the winning pitcher, he's now 2-2 in the season. Jason Semprini was the losing pitcher for Morningside. Hastings coming back in the second ball game and a 14-hit assault for the Broncos over Morningside as they beat the Mustangs by a score of 9-3. A.J. Clark, the winning pitcher, his second complete game of the season. He is now 2-2 in the year. James Brouillette was the losing pitcher for Morningside as he goes 3 1/3 here this afternoon. So after 4 wins this weekend, Hastings undefeated in conference play at 4-0. The Broncos are now 11-19 in the season overall to get ready for a non-conference game with Nebraska Kearney on Tuesday night, and then it's on the road next weekend for Hastings. They have had games against Northwestern and Briarcliff next weekend. But a good start for the Broncos here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, winning 2 over the Dort Defenders yesterday, winning 2 today over the conference favorites, the Morningside Mustangs, as the Broncos win today by scores of 2-1 and 9-3. That'll do it for us. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will. Wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only locally owned financial institution. You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Hastings College Baseball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.